Hi, this is Mark. I've been telling you for a couple of weeks that I was going to make some announcements, and so I guess this is the first of the announcements. That's the Way Love Goes, a book by Mark Marcus, which is my pen name, I suppose, is going to be released on May 3rd, 2011, on the iBook store and on Amazon and the Amazon Kindle store. I'm really excited to let you know that. Let me give some more information. You can pre-order the book if you go to your iOS device and type in That's the Way Love Goes. You must type in the entire title, complete with the apostrophe after the, you know, in that's, okay? That's the Way Love Goes. Hit the search button. It will let you download, I think it's an 8-page preview to decide if you want to order the book. On the Kindle store, they don't allow us to do pre-order sales, but you can, on Tuesday, it will come out and then you can do a preview and decide if you want to buy the book. Okay, it's kind of neat. What I'm going to do now is play a audio version of the preface to kind of give you a more complete idea of what's inside the book. And it's a book of short stories and poems. And then after that, I will play a 3-minute audio of a poem that is in the book. So I hope you like this. Okay, so let's get started. The first thing I'm going to do, again, here comes the audio preface for the book. That's the Way Love Goes, as the title suggests, is a collection of short stories that explore and exalt the emotion of love in its most humbling arenas. Each story is set in a world of unnamed characters who must deal with the inevitable trials and tribulations, rights and responsibilities, privileges and pitfalls of the universe's most compelling emotion. Two people who want to become lost yet find each other in the meeting. A daughter forced to defend the greatest act of love in a courtroom in The Witness. A prison guard who must rise above his station for humanity's sake in The Letter. A young woman who must accept the events of her past so that she can embrace the future in Coming Home. Two ex-lovers who continue to fall into and out of each other's lives in A Trip to Walden. A young boy leaving home cloaked only in the face of his deceased grandmother in Cameo. And an old bitter woman who witnesses her own birth in The Cycle are just a few examples of tales that will offer the reader a dazzling display of the human condition and the human heart, as it struggles to balance the world in which we live and the world which lives within us. This book sets itself apart in that it is based on the premise that it will be used as a handbook of parables. That's the way love goes. This book will appeal to all adults who need to know that they are not alone, not by any means, on this exciting and dangerous journey we call life, because that's the way love goes. Okay, I hope you like that. I hope that kind of get you interested in wanting to look at the book and look at the previews. Okay, now one of the poems in the book is called A Little Higher. I want to play this for you right now. Here we go. A Little Higher. I'm thinking of you today, and I smile. I smile as I remember you, my untouched, unwrapped, and forever unreachable one. What do I remember? the way you look, the way you sound, the ease with which you took my love to a higher ground. I remember the waxing of your flame, the waning of your roar, and how the intensity of your gaze led my soul to a higher floor. You made me yours at the beginning, even from the start, well, not with words or gestures, but from the power of your convictions that inflated and enraptured my all but forgotten heart. Being yours was uncertain. Being yours was hell. Until that moment when I realized that torment isn't so bad when suffered at a higher level. Do you think of me? For this I pray and for this I hope, as even the memory of you makes me feel as though I am afloat in a glorious chariot of fire. I thank you, my darling. I thank you, my love, for sharing the sweet, secret songs of your dreams and emotions gifted by an angelic choir. You are mine and mine alone in the quiet, still, misty midnight hour. For you and you alone dared enough, cared enough to take me a little higher. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. There's also a website for the book, and if you want to go, and it's going to be, I'm going to be updating it a lot. We're going to have a blog associated with it. There's going to be some new features, some prizes, and an interactive environment created around the book. So I want you to check back on this often. And the website URL for the book is thatsthewaylovegoes.net. No apostrophe, okay? So thatsthewaylovegoes.net. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Candle Shore Podcast. It's kind of short and sweet. I'm excited. I know a lot of you have encouraged me over the years to do this. This is the first book published by Candle Shore Publishing. We're going to be doing a lot more with the publishing company by other, you know, many, many authors. Hopefully unknown authors that we will get to know. And, of course, the main site for that publishing company is CandleShorePublishing.com. Remember to make a joyful noise. I hope you enjoy the book and spread the word for me, okay? I really would appreciate it. If any of you who wanted to get to know me, there's a lot of me in this book. And that can be either a good thing or a bad thing, but it is a thing and it is so. So remember to make a joyful noise, and I will see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.